It's 7 o'clock on Utah's Morning News. Good morning, I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. KSL's top story on the 7 o'clock report.
We're getting a lot of rain this morning here in the valleys, and the mountains are looking at another big dump of snow.
KSL News Radio's Adam Small begins our live team coverage April storm. Adam?
Amanda, the entire Wasatch Front has the potential of seeing up to an inch of rain before midnight. The mountains could see up to a foot of snow, with potentially a foot and a half in the upper Cottonwoods. National Weather Service lead meteorologist Christine Cruz tells me, surprisingly, it's actually not uncommon to see a storm this big in mid-April.
We can have some pretty big storms in April. This isn't atypical, but it's a nice continuation of our snowpack.
The rain's expected to taper off tonight around 10 or 11. Until then, just get ready for more of it to keep falling. Temperatures jumping back up into the 60s expected for the rest of the week starting tomorrow. Live in Salt Lake City, Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
Some of the state's highest snow-covered peaks might hold on to that snow all summer long. KSL News Radio's Alessandra Gurr continues our team coverage. April storm.
This year, Utah received 130 to 140% above normal snowpack levels, similar to the levels we saw last year. Depending on the weather, we'll be seeing that snow in the shadows of the mountains through the end of the summer months. KSL meteorologist Kevin Eubanks says it would be good to have the snow last in the mountains for a while.
The longer we can kind of keep that snowfall up in the mountains and we stretch out the actual snow melt and runoff, it allows us to distribute and manage water better.
He says having a few warmer days in the 80s, then days in the 60s would be ideal to prevent flooding and get the water where it needs to go. Alessandra Gurr, KSL News Radio.
This didn't have anything to do with the snowpack, but a Highland neighborhood is cleaning up after tens of thousands of gallons of water flowed from a burst pipe. KSL TV's Brianna Chavez reports.
John Stevens was not home when this happened. A pipe had burst Saturday along the Murdoch Canal. While on his way back home, John says his neighbors stepped up in a big way.
Our neighbors across the street gave me a phone call and says, John, what can we do?
Two homes were seriously damaged in the flooding.
The Great Salt Lake obviously expected to get a nice little boost from this year's snowpack. KSL News Radio's Michael Commit is live with more. Michael?
Tim, the lake's already the highest it's been in 4 years, yet it's on track to gain anywhere from 600,000 to 1.42 million acre-feet of water. Officials with the Natural Resources Conservation Service tell the Standard Examiner the lake could gain another 1.2 feet by the end of the snowpack collection. However, this doesn't account for water gained from downstream diversions or releases from reservoirs, so the level change has some give or take to it. At any rate, we should start seeing that rise between now and July. Reporting live, Michael Commit, KSL News Radio.
Youth from around the state gathered over the weekend to talk climate change. The Youth Climate Summit was hosted by the Natural History Museum. The event featured speakers and workshops.
KSL's top national stories. It's happening right now. Former President Donald Trump just arrived at the New York courthouse as the first former U.S. president to stand trial on criminal charges. News helicopters flying overhead showing us the motorcade and his arrival there at the courthouse. Jury selection begins today in the so-called hush money case, and ABC's Perry Russum is there.
Hundreds of potential jurors have been summoned. They'll be asked 42 questions, including whether they've attended a Trump campaign event or follow him on social media. Trump has claimed too many potential jurors have been exposed to negative stories about him. The trial is expected to last up to 8 weeks, and Trump is required to attend, meaning he'll be in court 4 days a week instead of on the campaign trail. Sources also say Trump's lawyers will try to convince him not to hold news conferences in the courtroom hallway, given fears over repeated gag order violations.
The former president has pleaded not guilty in the case.
The pressure is growing on both former President Trump and President Biden to take part in debates this election season. More from ABC News White House correspondent Mary Alice Parks.
Former President Donald Trump has challenged Biden to debate, but he has not committed to any specifics. Of course, he skipped all of the Republican primary debates, and the Republican National Committee said that it was barring its candidates from participating in the traditional general election debate. President Biden, too, has been asked repeatedly if he will commit. He also has not. He said that it will depend on Trump's behavior. And of course, just this weekend, a new New York Times Siena poll finding this race as tight as ever, virtually tied.
All five major broadcast and cable networks say this decades-old tradition is essential for voters.
Just into the newsroom over the past hour, the Washington Post is reporting that the FBI is conducting a criminal investigation into that deadly collapse of Baltimore's Francis Scott Key Bridge. The investigation looking to see if any and all federal laws were followed during or leading up to, rather, that disaster.
First look traffic now on the 7 o'clock report, and here is Andy Farnsworth.
And right now, travel on I-15 is having its a better drive now than it was earlier, especially up in Roy and Ogden areas are back to the speed limit. We've got a crash on the north end of 215 at the Redwood Road exit up in North Salt Lake for traffic heading from the West Belt over towards I-15, and a bunch of wait time now on Mountain View Corridor going north through West Valley. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
The murder trial of Chad Daybell resumes today in Boise. Daybell is charged with the murders of his two stepchildren and his first wife, Tammy. Last week, the judge seated a jury. Opening arguments were delivered, and one witness took the stand.
A man was arrested over the weekend after police say he broke into a Taylorsville home, threatening to kill the person inside. KSL-TV's Kirsten Nunez has more on this exclusive story.
It was just after 5 o'clock when police say Aaron David Heaps pulled into the victim's driveway and began honking the car's horn nonstop. And that's when the victim went outside to see what was going on. Witnesses say Heaps then started yelling, threatening to kill the victim, and chased after him.
Heaps ultimately left and hid at his sister's home down the street until police found him. Witnesses say Heaps may have been intoxicated and likely mistook the home for his family's home.
A man is in custody after police say he shot a gun multiple times through an apartment building. It happened yesterday morning in Layton. Police say the 22-year-old was heavily intoxicated when he started firing shots from a balcony. He told investigators he meant to shoot into the air.
Small business owners are having a hard time growing their businesses because of a lack of affordable child care. KSL News Radio's Heather Peterson.
Data from the Small Business Majority shows about 60% of small business owners struggle with the lack of child care. Russell Maddox with the Small Business Association of Utah and co-owner of Right Choice Health says the rising costs eat into their ability to make money as a business.
Inflation has been so bad, and the cost of raising a family and having a family, it's been hard.
The other big problem is that small business owners who are parents have to take a significant amount of time away from their businesses because of childcare issues. More than a third say it has cost them business opportunities. Heather Peterson, KSL News Radio.
Today, of course, is tax day, and scammers are hoping to cash in on people who procrastinated their filing.
Experts say tax season is prime time for scammers. And here's one way you may be able to tell if a scammer has stolen your identity. You try to file your tax return and the IRS says, hey, wait a minute, you've already filed. That usually means somebody else filed in your name to try to get a refund. There are ways you can protect yourself from scammers during tax season, including setting up an identity protection PIN with the IRS. And don't answer phone calls from numbers you don't recognize. You can be scammed via phone, text, email, and social media. Experts say the IRS will not use any of these methods to contact you. If they need to reach you, they will usually do it through the regular mail, the U.S. Postal Service. I'm Rita Foley.
The West Jordan Fire Department announced the passing of Pat Hill over the weekend, who was the first female firefighter in their department. Hill received the Public Safety Star in 1999 after saving people from a burning apartment building. She retired from the fire department in 2004 and later went to work for the West Jordan Police Department in 2008. She died at the age of 75.
Just a reminder, too, this Thursday is the Great Utah Shakeout. It's a day where families and businesses are asked to take part in an earthquake drill to make sure that their emergency plans are in place. We'll have special coverage on the Great Shakeout coming up Thursday morning.